My dearly beloved in Christ, today's feast of our Blessed Mother is the most ancient of the feasts celebrated in the church year. It has been celebrated since the earliest times and forms a sort of crowning blessing to our Blessed Mother's life and all of her virtues. However, even though Catholics have always believed that the body of our Blessed Mother was taken into heaven along with her soul, nevertheless, it had not been defined by a pope or a council as a dogma of faith until 1950. And Pope Pius XII, during that holy year, desired to honor our Blessed Mother by proclaiming her assumption as a dogma of the faith. But he first wrote to all the bishops of the world in advance, asking their opinion if they believed that the time was right for a solemn proclamation of this dogma. Then he prepared a beautiful document for the definition of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. And in this document, he points out how there are many quotes of Scripture that would support this doctrine, even though it is not specifically stated in Scripture that our Blessed Mother was assumed into heaven, body and soul. We have, for example, that quote from the 12th chapter of the Apocalypse of St. John, where he says, "He beheld a woman in heaven, clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and crowned with a crown of 12 stars." St. Anthony, among other doctors of the church, pointed to one of the Psalms, where it says, "Arise, O Lord, into thy dwelling place, thou and the ark which thou hast founded." Well, Our Lady is referred to as the Ark of the Covenant and a house of gold, and it is unthinkable that this most pure body of our Blessed Mother, which provided the body to our Lord, his human nature, which he took from her, that this body should decay in the grave. It is unthinkable. She who was conceived without the stain of original sin, was always free from the least sin, should not have to suffer the punishment of the original sin. Now, Our Lady is called the New Eve, and when God created Eve, his intention, as the same with Adam, is that they would live on this earth for a period of time, and after having proved their fidelity to Almighty God, they would be taken to heaven, body and soul. So that was the original intent. Eve, of course, and Adam sinned, disobeying God's commandment, and thus they lost that privilege of being preserved from death. They committed the original sin, and were now subject to the punishment of death as well as the decay of the grave. And we are reminded of this every year, that we, who are descendants of Adam and Eve, are subject to this penalty. When the priest places ashes on the head on Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, and says the same words that God spoke to Adam, "Remember, man, that thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return." But again, it is unthinkable that this punishment for original sin should apply also to our Blessed Mother, she who is always free from original sin. And thus it has always been the belief of the faithful. And as I said, this is the oldest feast of our Blessed Mother. It was always celebrated, even though the fact of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother had never been defined solemnly as a dogma until 1950. So Pope Pius XII, as I mentioned in this document, explains the different quotes of Scripture that would apply to our Blessed Mother, but he also quotes from various doctors of the church and the fathers of the church to indicate this belief. And I'd like to read one of them, and this is St. John Damascene. So St. John Damascene lived, I don't know, maybe the 8th century or so, and this is a sermon of his on Blessed Mother's rests in the temple of the Lord, which was not made with hands. And her ancestor David leaps, and with him the angels lead the dance. The archangels celebrate, the virtues ascribe glory. The principalities exalt, the powers rejoice together. The dominations are joyful, the thrones keep holiday. The cherubim utter praise, the seraphim proclaim her glory. This day the Eden of the new Adam receives the living paradise, wherein the condemnation was made void, wherein the tree of life was planted, wherein our nakedness was covered. This day, the spotless virgin, who was defiled with no earthly sensuality, but trained to thoughts of heaven, returned not to dust, but being herself a living heaven, took her place in the heavenly mansions. For from her the true life had flowed for all men, and how should she taste of death? But she yielded to the law laid down by him whom she had brought forth, and as a daughter of the old Adam, she underwent the old sentence, which even her son, who is life itself, had not refused. But as the mother of the living God, she was worthily taken up to himself. And of course, all of the fathers and doctors who speak about our Blessed Mother speak about her assumption, being taken into heaven, body and soul. The tradition is that the apostles were enlightened, that the end of Our Lady's earthly course was at hand, and that if they wished to see her one more time, they should hasten to Jerusalem. And they did, and were able to greet her and to be blessed by her before her dormition and assumption. And then her body was reverently placed in the tomb, but on the third day, St. Thomas, one of the 12 apostles, arrived and was distraught that he had not seen her one more time. And he persuaded the others to go with him to the tomb and open the tomb that he might behold that beautiful face, which was such a likeness of her divine son. And when they went there, they found her body no longer in the tomb, but in its place they found her veil, which is why pictures of Our Lady's Assumption into heaven show her not wearing a veil. So she left her veil as a precious relic, and along with it, lilies in the tomb. So that is a tradition that is written down again by fathers of the church regarding Our Lady's Assumption. Let us then today rejoice that we share in Our Lady's joys and in her glory, and one day, after the resurrection of the body, we'll be with her. Let us rejoice as her children, her slaves, her devotees today on this beautiful feast, and especially strive to imitate her purity, freedom from sin, which is what defiles the body and what caused that punishment of original sin, of death and the decay of the body in the grave. Let us strive to avoid sin and thus please our Blessed Mother and her divine Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.